time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Nick Tatton with the Price City Kiwanis Club. We're going to talk. They've got a really fun event coming up. They do it. Didn't do it last year because, you know, the whole world was shut down last year. I don't know if you know that or not. But anyway, they're going to do it this year, and it's a lot of fun, and it's all tied in with Pleasant Valley Days up in Schofield. It's the Rubber Ducky Derby. Nick, how are we this morning?
Doing great. Thanks for having me out, Dave.
Anytime you want to come out and talk about fun stuff, that's the good stuff.
All right. We wish we had more to do every day.
Right? No kidding. So let's start off with talking, just give people a little bit of a background in Kiwanis, some of the things that you guys do in the area that they may not be, may not know about.
Sure. So Kiwanis is, in my opinion, a great community charity. Focuses on kids, specifically kids 12 and under in this area. And I think something that's really neat is early next year in January, the Price Kiwanis will be 100 years old. So somebody will have been doing this for 100 years, for me about 20, but taking care of kids, doing scholarships, the ducky race is a big thing. Pleasant Valley Days will be July 3rd this year. We put 2,500, 3,000 rubber duckies in the stream, race them down the stream. Winner will get $1,000, second place $500, third place $300, fourth place $200. And compliments to Dave Child from years ago. He said, we got to pay out last place. The last place gets $100. And it's a lot of fun. But then Kiwanis also does the big radio auction in the spring every year. And all those revenues stay local. They go towards children's charities. A big one coming up this fall, Kids Day in the Park. Free day for all kids 12 and under in the park. These are the fundraisers that support those things. Buying eyeglasses, buying hearing aids, supporting sports teams, Little League, educational items like the History Fair, the Science Fair, the Spelling Bees. Those are all things Kiwanis is involved in and proud to do so. And these are the fundraisers that allow Kiwanis to support those entities. And, of course, it's all a function of the great folks of the Castle Country supporting those fundraisers.
Right. And one more, we were talking about Sub for Santa. You guys do that at the end of the year, and then you start all over again in January.
Yeah, great big Sub for Santa operation at the end of the year. A ton of fun to do and very rewarding, but also a lot of need in the community and happy to do that. So there's thousands of dollars raised every year, but it all goes right back into the Carbon Emery community, and we're proud to keep that money local. That's the folks that support the fundraisers and the businesses that donate.
And that's and it's always, like you said, it all stays right here. So let's talk about this one. This one, to me, just sounds like fun. And I don't know who had the crazy idea to start this up, but they were a genius because it sounds like a good time.
You know, it is a great time. It's a long day. Kiwanis will have a booth at Pleasant Valley Days, the park in Schofield. Swing by anytime, any Kiwanis member now or anytime during the day up till race time, we'll be selling tickets. They're $5 a ticket to adopt a duck. And the way it works is every ticket has a number on it. That number matches the number on the duck. And we jumble them all up, throw them in the stream, and herd them down the way, and set up a little finish line, and everybody can hang out there and have their picnic, watch who wins. And if you're available right there at Pleasant Valley Days, we'll pay you out on your winnings if you're the winner.
And so once again, you were saying that last year you guys didn't have the Duck Derby, and you sold tickets at during the radio auction at the end of last year. And then this year. So if people have certificates from the auction last year, what do they need to do even this year? What do they need to do with those?
Just bring them to any Kiwanis member, and we'll get those redeemed for you. They're just like cash toward ducks in the duck race, that chance to win the money. Or you can bring them up to the booth that morning in Schofield, and we'll redeem them and get those ducks in the race. But if you've never seen close to 3,000 rubber duckies in a little stream, it's quite the sight. It's a lot of fun to watch, and it's a great day. So there's a lot of great people involved, and anybody that's interested in helping out and just being part of the fun that day, or even becoming involved in the Kiwanis Club, just show up that day and hang out with us and have some fun.
Have some fun. This, like I said, this seems like it's going to be a lot of fun. It is the Rubber Duck Derby race going on up at Schofield, and it's July 3rd. And that is a Saturday, and you guys will be in the park Saturday morning, starting Saturday morning?
We'll be set up with a booth in the park about 8 o'clock Saturday morning, and we'll have our booth up until duck race time, and then kind of takes all hands on deck to do the race and watch the race. It's a lot of fun. A lot of folks set up right there at the finish line and have their picnic, and you know, we get in the stream and pull the ducks out, and the kids, we usually have the kids that are available help us get all the ducks out after the winners have come through, and load them up and sort them out and do it again next year.
So even if you don't have a duck in the race, it's still a fun time.
Still
get up
a
there
fun
and watch
time.
It all.
That's right.
All right, Nick, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. If anybody has any questions, what's the best way to get a hold of somebody from Kiwanis?
Call the radio station here, talk to Paul Anderson, or just get a hold of me at City Hall at my office, and I'm happy to chat with him.
All right, that's Nick Tatton with the Price City Kiwanis Club. It's the Rubber Duck Derby coming up July 3rd as part of Pleasant Valley Days up at Schofield. Get on up there and have some fun. Nick, thanks for coming in today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Anytime, sir. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.